This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As you weep over your NCAA men's basketball tournament brackets, I mean, really, how many of you did pick Harvard? At least there's the consolation that none of the major local teams lost. That's because none of them made the field. For fans of the University of Georgia and Georgia Tech especially, this is particularly disappointing since those two teams from major conferences have struggled for years to get into the NCAA consistently, and that's despite a wealth of young Georgia basketball talent that could be on those rosters. I.J. Rosenberg is president of SCORE Atlanta. He has followed the sports scene in Atlanta for decades. I.J., welcome. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
You look at all of the Georgia talent that is scattered through the NCAA tournament right now, or some of the Georgia stars who are now in the NBA, Jared Jack, for instance, or a local talent like Dwight Howard, a superstar now in the NBA. Why is it that Tech and Georgia struggle to recruit in their own backyards?
Well, you know, this has actually been going on for a long time. I think the main problem is the brand. You know, Tech and Georgia, and you have to separate them. Georgia, of course, known as a football school. Georgia Tech, for many, many years, of course, known as a basketball school. They just aren't sexy. And it's very surprising considering that both of these schools are very good schools academically. But recently, at least over the last 15 years, you've seen this incredible move in basketball in the state. The players are getting much better. And what's happening is you're just having a lot of colleges coming in here and raiding these high schools. They're starting very early. Of course, you got AEU, which is very, very important in basketball these days. And a lot of these coaches are getting these players when they're in the eighth and the ninth grades.
We hear the argument all the time, and you alluded to it a moment ago, that you know this is a football town, this is a football region, and so the basketball recruiters at these schools have to struggle to overcome that perception among the talented basketball kids here. But if that were the only reason, then Georgia Tech and Georgia would struggle in baseball, too. And they don't. They regularly make the tournament in that sport. So what's different about basketball?
Not only that, Dennis, they actually, if you look at it, do extremely well in a lot of the other sports, and even the women's sports. So there really is no excuse for it. And I think the main reason for that has been their inability to pick up the Tony Parker or you know one of these big players that's going to UCLA or Memphis. You look at two of the biggest players in the state last year. One went to Memphis, one went to UCLA.
So is there a way to enhance the brands at both of these schools? Does it take, let's say, hiring a big-name coach, for instance? Is that one way of doing that?
I don't think you need to do that. I think what needs to happen is that I think both Georgia Tech and Georgia need to do a better job of marketing, okay, basketball. I think that right there would start leading to more awareness, you know, especially in Metro Atlanta, you know, with some of these kids at a younger age. And the other thing is in recruiting, man, you just got to work your butt off. I mean, and you got to get these kids early and, you know, you got to give them a reason to come to Tech in Georgia. And, you know, they're, you know, like we talked about a second ago, you know, Georgia Tech's one of the top state universities in the country. And Georgia, through the Hope Scholarship, has certainly approved itself over the last 10 or 15 years as far as academic standing. So there's no reason why these kids shouldn't want to go to these two universities.
There is at least the cynical view out there that one reason that schools like Tech and Georgia and others might not attract talent is that there are some programs out there that cheat on a regular basis. First of all, is there any evidence for that? And secondly, is it even worth trying to compete in that kind of underside of things?
Well, first of all, obviously, there are a lot of programs out there that do things that are against the rules. As far as Tech as Georgia is concerned, you know, I think if you look at some of the schools, I don't think Duke is a school that's out there, you know, doing illegal things to get players. And the great thing, Dennis, about basketball, and Bobby Crimmins proved this more than any coach is probably, or he, at least he was the first coach to prove this, was that it only takes one player a year. You get that one great player a year, you're going to be very successful in basketball. Not the case in football, but in basketball, if you get an all-star every year, you can be awful competitive.
IJ Rosenberg is president of SCORE Atlanta. IJ, thanks so much for being with us, and I hope your bracket is more or less intact.
Now, my bracket's a mess, dude.